Pictures, Yellow Vests Return to Paris to Protest Macron's Globalist Government. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 5, 2019. Several hundred anti-Macron yellow vest protesters returned to Paris and other French cities Saturday to continue their now two-month-long demonstration against the French government. Update 2000, Yellow Vests March Cease Fires, Tear Gas. The Associated Press brings this report from Paris. French security forces fired tear gas and flashballs after a march through picturesque central Paris went from peaceful to provocative Saturday as several thousand protesters staged the Yellow Vest movement's first action of 2019 to keep up pressure on President Emmanuel Macron. A riverboat restaurant moored below the clashes on the left bank of the Seine River caught fire. Smoke and tear gas wafted above the Orsay Museum and the Gold Dome of the French Academy as riot police, nearly invisible at the start of the demonstration, moved front and center when protesters deviated from an officially approved path. Police boats patrolled the river while beyond the Seine. Motorcycles and a car were set on fire on the Boulevard Saint-Germain, a main left-bank thoroughfare. Riot police and firefighters moved in, and barricades mounted in the middle of the wide street also glowed in orange flames. Protesters made their way to the Champs-Élysées Avenue, the famed boulevard that has been at the center of previous yellow vest demonstrations, many removing their distinctive vests and mixing with shoppers. Riot police moved in with a water cannon to evacuate the avenue. A line of parked cars burned on a nearby street. In a first, the building housing the office of the French government spokesman was attacked. Government spokesman Benjamin Griveaux was evacuated from his left bank office at the Ministry for Parliamentary Relations after the front door of the building was partially destroyed. "It wasn't me who was attacked, it was the institutions, the democratic form of government," Griveaux said later, explaining on French TV that he and a half dozen colleagues were taken out a back door while a group attacked the front door with construction equipment. "Those who did this attacked the House of France," he said. It was the first such attack on government property since the Yellow Vest movement began weekly protests 8 Saturdays ago, in mid-November. Protesters have tried to reach the presidential Élysée Palace, which is protected like a bunker. Saturday's march had been declared in advance and approved, in contrast to some illegal December demonstrations that degenerated into vandalism, looting and chaos. Interior Minister Christophe Castaner estimated that about 50,000 people participated in protests around France on Saturday. Police counted some 3,500 protesters in Paris. The atmosphere was initially calm in the French capital, but turned when some protesters tried to cross the river on a pedestrian bridge not on the official route from City Hall to the National Assembly, the lower house of parliament. Police used clubs and tear gas, then held the bridge in a standoff while violence broke out. Video on French TV showed a man repeatedly stomping on an officer in riot gear on the ground and hitting the shield of another officer. Some confrontations took place in other cities around France, with tear gas fired in Bordeaux and in Rouen in Normandy. Protesters were looking to breathe new life into the Yellow Vest movement, named after the fluorescent protective gear French motorists must keep in their cars. The protests were launched in anger over fuel tax hikes, but have swelled with broader anger over Macron's economic policies, deemed to favor the rich. On Saturday, protesters reiterated a call for Macron to resign. Resolution 2019, Demacronize, read one sign. Power to the people, read another. Government spokesman Griveaux had said on Friday that those who show up to protest want insurrection as the movement appears to wane and radicalize. He called on the French people to express their views during an upcoming national debate rather than by taking to the streets. Read the original story below. Launched in November over French President Macron's attempt to pursue green policies by making car ownership unaffordable through punitive fuel taxes, the Yellow Vest movement has since transformed into a broader protest group that pulls in activists from across the political spectrum. One of the key demands now being pushed by protesters after Macron bowed to pressure in December and gave in on the green taxes is the introduction of so-called citizen initiative referendums, or RIC. Under the plans called for by the marchers, any petition in France that gained 700,000 signatures would be legally required to be put to a binding national referendum, with politicians forced to honor the results. The votes could be used to create or change laws, amend the constitution, and even fire the president. New polling this week revealed the French public overwhelmingly support the idea, which if implemented would have the impact of dramatically reducing the power of politicians and handing it to the people. Some 80% of French are thought to support of the initiative, while 47% believed the Macron government was going to ignore the public. Ahead of the protest on Friday, government spokesman Benjamin Griveaux criticized the movement, saying those taking to the streets are agitators who want insurrection and, basically, to overthrow the government. Anger among the protesters intensified this week after prominent Yellow Vest organizer Eric Drouet was arrested by police who said he'd organized an illegal demonstration. So far, 216 Yellow Vest activists are in jail either sentenced or awaiting trial. And over 4,500 were arrested in relation to the protests in 2018.